listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Rental market conditions in regional WA went from bad to worse in April. That's according to PropTrack's latest market insight report. Economist Dan Flaherty says the vacancy rate in the regions fell by 0.06%.
Well, unfortunately, rental conditions deteriorated in regional WA over April. We saw the vacancy rate decrease to 1.44%. Compared to just 4 years ago, we've seen a 60% drop in the total number of available rental properties.
The income gap between men and women is improving. New Productivity Commission research shows the gap was at 12% in February, with more women reaching the top income groups. Commissioner Catherine De Fontenay says when it comes to the pandemic, Australia's overall income equality improved.
The incomes of lower income households grew rapidly in relative terms in the early stages of the pandemic due to massive increases in support payments from the government.
A case of Irukandji syndrome has been reported in Ningaloo Marine Park. It's prompted a reminder from Parks and Wildlife Services for people to be on alert in the marine park and Exmouth Gulf. Symptoms include things like muscle pain, headache, nausea, and breathing difficulties, and anyone who may have been stung should urgently seek medical attention. Geraldton has been ranked as one of the slowest talking Australian cities. A new study from Preply finding residents talk with an average speed of 145 words per minute. The city has been named as the fourth slowest for talkers, while Hobart has been ranked as the fastest. In sport, another massive weekend in Great Northern women's footy. Round 4 brought a huge win for the Towns, defeating the Brigades 111-0. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.